Cost-saving initiatives have boosted PPC's annual earnings by 33%. The company's revenue rose 1% to 10.4 billion rand as growth in cement volumes was held back by weak demand from consumers and the construction industry in South Africa and Zimbabwe. Joining us to unpack this in more details is CEO Johan Klassen. Johan, thank you so much for your time. I mentioned briefly what's happened over the past year, but perhaps you can give us a little bit more detail.
Hi, Natasha, and hi to your viewers as well. Yes, I mean, we stood back some 2 years ago and defined quite a number of priorities. And these priorities, amongst others, helped us to do some cost savings. And we took the view that we're going to do the things that we can, that they have control over, hence the fact that we did some network reorganization, some head office reorganization, and all those things in the end contributed to quite a significant cost saving. I mean, we said that we save roughly 260 million out of our head office, which we think is absolutely substantial. Mm-hmm. And the market, specifically in South Africa, as you ask, is fairly muted. Mm-hmm. In our results, we said that we compared financial year on financial year, it has contracted with between 2 and 3%. Mm-hmm. Our view is that the national market contracted somewhat more, probably between 4 and 5%, and the last quarter probably somewhat more even. So in this kind of markets that we find ourselves in, and to ensure that our business remains stable, mm-hmm. We have to have a look at our cost base.
Okay. When you look at the different parts of the business, which ones stood out for you in terms of performance in a good way, and which ones still need a little bit more focus and work?
Yes. So I must just say before I answer the question, mm-hmm. that the portfolio effect of the business really stand us in good stead this year. So in South Africa, there was somewhat of a contraction in the business. But essentially, South Africa and our head office, you need to combine. Mm-hmm. So if you combine the two, they were fairly flat. The DRC, we turned around EBITDA loss of just more than 100 million to an EBITDA profit of around about 100 million. So that's quite a significant movement. Our Zimbabwe business in Rwanda performed fairly stable. Mm-hmm. So it's fair to say that it was fairly flat. The one that we had to contend with quite significantly is Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. In Zimbabwe, it was a matter of effect of the currency changes that took place. Mm-hmm. That resulted mm-hmm. in an EBITDA contraction of around 100 million. So the total basket in the end mm-hmm. Resulted in an EBITDA increase of around 4%. To 1946 million rand, mm. which in the circumstances, we as management think, it is really a good performance.
All right. With regards to the areas within which you operate, i.e. Ethiopia, DRC, what sense are you getting when you look at the environment from an economical point of view? And then there were also issues in Ethiopia with a little bit of political instability. Yeah. Has all of that calmed down?
Yeah. So let's tackle Ethiopia first. Mm-hmm. So the area where there was political instability was in the northern regions. It was not in the region where we operate. Mm-hmm. We operate in the region around Addis Ababa, in the Oromia region. Mm-hmm. So the Oromia region was fairly stable. Ethiopia is one of the three countries in Africa with quite significant growth rate. Mm. So it's the right country to be in currently. Rwanda, where our Zomerwa plant is in the same GDP growth rate. I think it's around about 7%. Mm. And in Zomerwa, we are actually sold out. So we had to progress with our debottlenecking of our plant so that we can sell the total volume. Mm. So those two was really, really good. In the DRC, on the other hand, the market remains fairly muted. There's serious overcapacity, so the total capacity utilization of the industry around the Kinshasa area is no more than 30%. Mm. Nonetheless, we turned the business from a negative EBITDA to a nice positive to positive EBITDA, and it was absolutely concentrating on cost containment, selling price enhancement. So that stood us in very good stead. South Africa, we know the story, I think. So in South Africa, we hope that that it will at worst be stable. Surely in South Africa, we need to develop some infrastructure that will require cement, amongst other things. And surely, South Africa, we are in a very good position to service the market.
Speaking of South Africa, I think since the beginning of the year, there was talks within the industry that there is a lot of cement imports, and parts of the industry spoke about imposing tariffs. And how's that conversation going with government with regards to that?
So just to put the numbers in perspective for you, it's around about 1 million tons per annum that's being imported into South Africa. The 1 million tons is a significant number. That's probably 60% of the total volume that we sell in a place like the Western Cape, so it's fairly significant. The majority of the imports still comes in at from in KZN. The second biggest one is the Western Cape, and then some imports into the Eastern Cape in Port Elizabeth. We are in talks with the with government, so let's say we try to lobby government to help protect our industry in South Africa. I think we have progressed quite nicely, because what imports essentially do to the business, and I must just caveat it by saying that we don't mind fair competition, but it takes away job opportunities from South Africans. There's also the advent of carbon tax. So we have been, carbon tax was imposed on us from the 1st of June. Imports is not subject to carbon tax, so it's not an equal playing field. So as an industry, we are lobbying to again impose levies on importers, and it's coming from Vietnam and China, the majority of it.
All right, Johan, thank you so much for your time. We certainly hope to have you back on the show so you can reflect with us on your 30 years at PPC. That is the CEO of PPC, Johan Claassen.